From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Rebel commanders in western Libya say they're supplying anti-government forces in Tripoli with weapons in preparation for a march on the capital. Claims like this have been made before, and there are still few signs that the rebels are capable of taking Muammar Gaddafi's stronghold. Still, interviews with residents who recently fled Tripoli suggest that Gaddafi's hold on the capital may be weakening. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from the town of Zintan in the mountainous west of the country.
Marching in formation down Zintan's main street, these recruits are the rebel army's elite force, training for urban combat. Their commander, Abdul Hamid, says they're being taught guerrilla warfare and street fighting. Now that we will be moving out of the mountains and towards Tripoli, Abdul Hamid says, we need to change our tactics. Rebel leaders here say they are in touch with rebel sympathizers in Tripoli.
Just now we supplied him some weapons and some equipment. Just as guns and as a phone satellite.
Colonel Juma Ibrahim is one of the heads of the military council here in Zintan.
Groups which I have contact with them, I told them stay, don't move.
The plan, Juma says, is to coordinate an assault with dissident cells in the capital. But what's not clear is how feasible that really is. Rebels here have been making steady but slow progress against Gaddafi's forces. They lack manpower and supplies, though. But Gaddafi's grip on Tripoli may be less secure than it once was, according to families who recently fled the capital. The people interviewed by NPR for this story asked not to have their names used for fear of reprisals against relatives still living under Gaddafi's control. Their claims are impossible to independently verify. In a bare house with no electricity, members of this family are taking shelter. They left Tripoli with only a few belongings, telling no one they were leaving. This man says he lived near the rest of Tripoli neighborhoods of Tajoura and Souq al-Jumma, and he's friends with many of the activists there. He paints a picture of a city where order is breaking down. Gangs of plainclothes thugs empowered by the secret police, he says, set up checkpoints. Many simply steal money and cell phones. At night, gunfire crackles through the streets as anti-government fighters attack loyalist forces. At one checkpoint near his house, two Gaddafi loyalists were killed and their vehicle destroyed in one such exchange. Gas and food shortages have left the population ever more restive, he says. And smaller acts of defiance are a regular occurrence. People launch balloons painted with rebel flags, for example. But there is still a culture of fear, he says. Anti-government cells in Tripoli are scattered, disorganized, with few weapons or means of communication. The lack of fuel also means rebels can't move around. And arrests are still taking place. A few weeks ago, the son of one of his neighbors was picked up and imprisoned for suspected rebel sympathies. And it's not only the adults that are targeted. Schools were still open in the capital until the end of May. This 12-year-old boy tells me any children caught painting the rebel flag or making anti-Gaddafi statements would be reported and their parents taken away. The boy says he would regularly be called a rat and a traitor because his family is originally from the rebel-held Western Mountains. The boy's father says he told all his three children not to talk about politics in public. Another family who also recently fled Tripoli tells similar stories of being targeted because they come from Zintan. The patriarch of this group says there's no doubt that Gaddafi's forces still control Tripoli, but most of the people are against him. They are just waiting for fighters from Zintan or Misrata to make their way to the capital, he says. The day is coming when Tripoli will rise up again, he says. It's only a matter of time. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, in the Western Mountains.